Talkline is an opinion-based show to share ideas and viewpoints. Statements made during Talkline may or may not be factually true. Callers are encouraged to engage in civil discourse and are free to challenge or affirm the opinions presented by fellow callers. The comments and opinions expressed are those of the community and not KYUK broadcast staff, management, or board of directors.
Express yourself.
And good morning. This is Nikolai Joke, and I'm sitting here with Miss Alyssa.
Good morning, Yukon Delta.
It's good to be here this morning. And this is our first time co-hosting together.
Yeah, it is our first time. I'm really excited to see what's going to go on today.
Yeah, and I'm hoping that everyone calls in and we have a good show today. So there are a few options for calling in. You could call in to 1-800-995-8954. Or 543-KYUK, that's 543-2756. Or you could shoot an email to radio@kyuk.org. So we're filling in for Peter and Diane, who are out of town.
Lawyer Rudy Giuliani, who's defied congressional.
Hi.
Hi.
We have a caller from Mr. John Nick. Welcome to Talkline.
Good morning, John. Welcome
home from
the first time.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Hope you guys have good reception. Anyway, I'd like to, you know, Halloween is coming up and it's going to fall on a Friday, so we won't be able to talk next week.
Mm-hmm.
You should have the kids, if they're going out trick-or-treating, make sure they're wearing some sort of reflective gear on their clothes, so a lot of them are going to be in customs too, probably, and you want the people to know who, while you're driving, where you can see these kids, you know.
Uh-huh.
We want no tragic accident happening.
Mm-hmm.
So keep an eye on your kids. Make sure they can be seen at nighttime. And if you could, trick-or-treat within a group, that's more safer, I think.
Good point. Another thing,
right now it's starting to freeze over and these lakes look like they're frozen.
Mm-hmm.
You've got all this fresh snow on there and it looks deceiving. Please don't watch your kids, make sure they don't go on these lakes because you could easily drown them. This time of the year is so cold. It don't take long to get hypothermia. So make sure your kids, let them know that these lakes ain't safe yet. They're dangerous just because they have ice on them or snow on top of them. They look like they're thick, but they're not. That's ice real thin on top of the snow. So please address your kids as such and don't let them play on lakes until they're a lot safer, you know?
Yeah, thank you, John.
You're welcome, man. Everyone have a good, safe weekend. No more boating on the river, so you don't know where your life jackets.
Yeah.
But you dress warm because it's not that cold, but it's cold enough to get, if you're not dressed properly, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Some kids, they go to school trying to look cool, but, wow, they are cool. But they're good. That's the way we used to do it. We look cool, but we get cold. So dress warm. You don't have to be cool. Okay, everyone, please have a safe weekend. Thank you for hosting you two.
Oyana, John.
I hope you have good reception.
All right. Well, thank you, John.
Yeah, brought
up some really good points. Kids wearing reflector tape, especially with the icing conditions out right now and not being able to see them at the bus stop.
Hopefully, you know, a lot of the parents and the kids went to YKHC. I saw had a reflector tape station.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and if you don't have reflector tape, then be sure that your kids are wearing bright clothing.
Yes, that's
bright
very
clothing
important.
Is important.
Yep. And then also, lakes are not safe. And he brought up a really good point about lakes not being safe and boating not being safe as well. I mean, there was some pictures that we saw on Facebook and people out boating and we're like, oh my goodness, what are they doing?
I didn't know that there was big ice chunks until I drove down yesterday.
I did too. I drove down yesterday to see them for the first time and I was really surprised. I was looking across the river and I was like, wow, those are some big ice chunks.
Yeah, I was thinking about, you know, different things that we could talk about to kind of fill in the time. And last week was AFN, and that's a big deal,
you know, for our state. Alaska Federation of Natives. Yep.
And this year's theme was Good Government, Alaska Driven. And the cool thing was there was so much, there was a lot of good things that happened in there. And a few good things, Bethel was highlighted. Their keynote address, their keynote speaker was Pete Kaiser, the Iditarod champion.
Pete.
Yes. And the Citizen of the Year was Senator Lyman Hoffman, who is starting his 33rd year in legislation.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's some dedication.
That is amazing. And of course, our Anna Hoffman was reelected as AFN co-chair for another 2 years.
Great. Congratulations, Anna.
That's awesome. And some of the cool things, I talked with a few people about, you know, climate change issues this morning, and AFN declared a state of emergency on climate change, and this was brought on from the First Alaskans Institute Elders and Youth Conference. That was a resolution that they pushed to AFN.
Oh, wow.
And then it was two high school students, a 15-year-old and a 17-year-old. Mm-hmm. So they presented this resolution, and AFN adopted it, and they pushed it forward, so, you know, declaring that it's an emergency. So
I really like that they did that, because it gives the youth some voice. It gives them some something to look forward to.
It's
and
amazing.
Keep them, keep them in the system.
Yeah, I saw the video, and you could find all these videos online. I know that KYUK has a few of them, and it's worth looking at these videos and hearing the speeches.
That's great.
So we'd love to hear, you know, some feedback from the callers.
Yeah, and see what they think about how AFN went and some of the subjects that came about AFN. Because I heard there was quite a bit of some subjects from AFN that we all have a little bit of something to say about. So that'd be great to hear what people's perspective on it.
Yeah. And so going along with the AFN theme, U.S. Attorney General William P. Barr announced funding $42 million for tribal grants and victims assistance in addition to the $10.5 million that he announced in June.
Oh, wow.
So, all right. So we've got Fritz Charles from Bethel. Good morning, Fritz.
Good morning, guys. How are you guys doing this morning?
Doing pretty good. Good morning, Fritz.
Good morning. Got some great news coming. I'm calling on behalf of Bethel Search and Rescue, and you know, there's amongst all these deals that are going on with the AFN and whatnot, you know, we decided to have a fiddle dance fundraiser just for
Nice.
Yeah, it's going to be winter, hopefully soon. It's not here yet, so. We're gonna start at 8 o'clock tonight at the ONC Multipurpose Building, which is the old bowling alley. And the Northern Lights are playing both nights tonight and tomorrow night. Both nights start at $8 a person, K-12, $5, and couples are $15. And of course, since we love our elders, they're free.
Yay!
So come and support Bethel Search and Rescue, and we'll have some soda pop and chips for sale and whatnot. And so come on by after the carnival. I heard there's going to be a carnival tonight at the high school, I believe.
Nice.
I think they start at 6 or 7 tonight. It might be at the high school, but I'm pretty sure somebody will call in and brief you guys, or brief everybody in the Delta. So come and support Bethel Search and Rescue, and, you know, it's going to be a sober event, and, you know, there'll be some hot coffee brewing, as usual, so give us a call, or...
Are you guys going to have a costume contest?
Hey, there you go.
Hey, that's a great idea, but since it's a last minute, I'm not sure how we'll be able to pull it off. So I wish we would have thought about that earlier, but we'll keep that in mind.
Great.
And
that's awesome.
Yes, everybody's been keeping up the tabs with the city council. You know, I introduced an ordinance or made a deal for a dog catcher slash code enforcer, and of course that didn't go through. I don't know what the current council is thinking, but, you know, if somebody, if one of their kids or nephews or nieces, if they get mauled, yeah, then they'll take action. I was trying to be proactive and take initiative and get a dog catcher going before something drastic happens or with a fatality with a dog, since the dogs are getting worse and worse every year, and we hear complaints every week from the residents here, and, you know, somebody's going to get mauled and somebody's going to die eventually. And I was trying to prevent that from happening, but the city council is worried about money so much, and life has no dollar value if it's if they die. You know, and then there's also the code enforcer. We really need those positions really bad, and if we can somehow get a support going for that, you know, everybody will have a good outcome from that. With all the dogs, nuisance dogs that are always running around. So keep that in mind. That's it. Come and support Breakfast Search and Rescue tonight, starting at 8 at the old bowling alley.
Cool. All right, sounds good. Thank you, Fritz.
Okay.
Have a good weekend.
You guys too.
All right, so it looks like we have another caller from Bethel. Renee, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Renee. I know you.
Yes, I'm here. So the first thing I want to talk about, you know, as a member of Bethel Council on the Arts, we find that our mission is to bring live performance to Bethel, and that we want everyone to have the opportunity to enjoy live performance, not just something on your phone or on the TV, but live in-person performances. And supporting that, we are having a free concert that's free to everybody in the community on Sunday, November 10th. The artist's name is Roop Loops.
Ooh,
and that
nice.
That reflects the part that he does looping. So he's going to do this workshop thing Sunday afternoon with young people, anyone who wants to come, here at the Cultural Center.
Fill us in on what's looping.
Looping. You know when you have an artist and they're up in front and they do a couple of vocals and then they're taping it.
Mm-hmm. And then okay. Yeah.
Oh.
And then they keep adding to that.
Okay.
That's
awesome.
That's what this artist does. He kind of teaches folks, people how to do that. He shows them what fun making music. He's not really a rapper guy, but, you know, it's close ties there when you start doing stuff like that.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so we're hoping, and we don't have these times set in stone yet, but the work sessions or the learning sessions with anybody that wants to come, young, old, whatever, here at the Cultural Center on Sunday, sometime between, say, 2 and 5 in there somewhere. He comes in on the noon jet, so we're going to rush him right over here and put him to work.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and then the concert will be that evening at 7, the usual time, and that's open to the public. That's free of charge because Bethel Council on the Arts believes in supporting live performance, and we want everybody in Bethel to enjoy that.
That's amazing that you guys could do that.
I know.
Well, you know, we have to get support from our community members, and we have supporters of different concerts, including like Casey's Carpet is a number one. Grady Deaton there at the radio station is a big
thank you, supporter. Grady.
Yeah, he always puts money where his mouth is. You know, he supports us. And we have Bethel Community Services Foundation, and we're looking for a couple of more sponsors for our K300 concert, which is coming up. We're going to split that with the K300 people in January. We're going to try to do a kind of a just desserts for part of it and bring in a headliner, so kind of a combo thing there. And then we also have Eileen Ivers coming this spring, and she's fabulous. She's, if you've ever heard her, she plays the fiddle or violin,
super cool.
Yeah, she's good. So anyway, those are all the concerts that Bethel Council on the Arts has got upcoming, and I hope everybody will come out and support them.
It's free.
Yeah, well, that today's free. The next ones won't be.
Oh, okay.
We do have to pay the artists. You know, they don't come out here for free. And we have to house them. We have to buy their airline ticket. So we do have to make a little bit of money. And the state is not giving as much to the arts as they once did. So it's a lot of fundraising on our part. So anyway, we're looking for sponsors. Somebody out there wants to sponsor a show, we'll take your money.
Sounds good. Thanks, Renee.
The other thing I'm going to mention is I know people are looking forward to Christmas markets.
Oh, yeah. Upcoming
Saturday markets in November are on the 23rd. And the 30th, that's the week before Thanksgiving and the Saturday after Thanksgiving. And then we have a break, and then we have three of them in December as well. Mm-hmm. We limit everybody to two tables during the Christmas season because so many artists and entrepreneurs want to come sell their items. So doors open at 8:30 to pick your table, and it goes from 10 to 2 for the public. And I just want to mention, throwing in a support for the Homeless Connect tomorrow here at the Cultural Center.
Yeah, that's right. That's going on.
That's going on tomorrow, and it's going to be a good event for all of the people who need a little bit of help. This is a good opportunity to reach out and help those in our community that need a little bit of help. And I believe it's from 1 to 4 tomorrow here at the Cultural Center. So if anyone has any questions, I'm at 543-4538. Happy to chat with anyone about any of these things. Oh, and as a little another update, Best in the West Small Business Competition.
Hey.
Applications start December 1st. So if anyone's got a business idea out there and they need a little money to get it started, applications will be available December 1st, and there will be classes coming up to help them prepare their business plan. So anyone interested in that, have them call me, too, at 543-4538. And thank you, guys. Sorry I took up so much time.
No problem. Great. Thank you, Renee. Good information.
Hey, a really quick question. How did your last one go? Oh, that's all right. So we're just talking about Homeless Connect. It's going to be tonight 1 o'clock to 4 p.m. If you guys have any questions, you can call Renee at 543-4538. And if you guys, anyone out there who has businesses, business ideas, or any type of things that you want to get started, this is a great place, Best in the West applications.
It is, yeah. And I remember when I first moved back to Bethel, I went to one of these concerts, and I was surprised at how much good talent is here in Bethel. It's amazing. Last year's talent show, Bethel Talent Show, was pretty cool too, because you know we got to see people got to showcase what they were talented at doing, and it was amazing. So we have Renee back.
Hi,
Renee.
What can I do for you?
We were just gonna ask you about how your last show went with, I believe it was
Shea Appalachia. Yeah.
Oh, it was so great. Oh, they were so talented, and I think everybody just loved it. They came out and did some work at the schools, and which is always fun because young kids need to have that exposure to music and artisans. And then they came into the concert, and they were so much fun. These guys were live wires. It was fun. Did either of you happen to go?
No, I didn't, but they were featured on NPR last night on World Cafe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they are up and coming, and we had them right here in Bethel.
So
live
amazing
performances. People actually doing it right in front of you, not on the little screen in your hand.
That's amazing. I'm glad that you guys provide those opportunities. That's really cool.
That's the whole reason behind Bethel Council on the Arts. We bring you artisans from around the state and the nation and the world. And then we also love bringing Chamai here every year. And Linda Curta does such an amazing job for the Bethel mm-hmm. Council on the Arts, putting Chamai together for us. And she runs that, and I'm God forbid she ever retires, because I don't know what we'll do.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And speaking of which, Chamai is starting up their the meetings to start.
Yeah.
So be on the lookout for that. Linda's very good at getting the word out on these planning meetings, and they're usually at KUC. So thanks for bringing that up.
Well, I just want to mention that she said that they had a meeting, and a bunch of the folks that have been doing it for years have moved on. They're no longer in Bethel. So I know she's looking for some new people that have some drive and interest and want to get into helping with this. So please reach out. Take a little bit of your time and become involved in the arts and making sure that the culture and everything that is in our area stays live and vibrant.
Yeah, and she has a strict timeline. They usually don't last more than an hour, and that's really good.
It's really convenient.
Very efficient.
Yes.
Yes, that's what you need.
All right, thanks, Renee.
Thank you, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, so in speaking about AFN, there was a 12-foot tall kusbuk on stage at AFN. Did you see that?
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, so and there was portraits of more than 200 North American women who were murdered or missing Indigenous women. Mm-hmm. I thought that was a very substantial statement to make at AFN. And that issue is drawing up more and more attention throughout the country. And so if you want to call in and talk about, your experience at AFN or, something that you saw on TV or online, give us a call at 543-5985, 543-2756, or call us at 1-800-995-8954. And we have our email open. If you want to shoot us an email, shoot it to radio@kyuk.org.
Our lines are open, and we are about 5 minutes till our first break.
Yeah, so call in and,
let us know your opinions of AFN, or if there's anything that you wish that they were able to talk about, or that's something a little bit more you have an opinion about.
Yeah, and I saw on the news that Nutuk, after this 20-year-long wait, moved some of their first families over to Muktavik.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's
so
amazing.
That is amazing. That it's really sad about the erosion wiping out that community.
All right. So we have a Bethel PD emergency. There's a missing child, Latish Shivan. She's 13 years of age, last seen yesterday evening. She was last seen wearing a light blue hooded sweatshirt. And if anyone sees him, please call Bethel PD. Again, that's a missing child, Latish Ivan, 13 years of age, last seeing a light blue hooded sweatshirt. And we'll probably be announcing that throughout the day.
Yeah, I hope that she's found safe. Okay. So now we've got, in some of the local news, Bethel City Council appointed Michelle DeWitt to the open seat for a one-year term. Mm. And I saw that they're still looking for a city manager and a city attorney. And if you saw on the news in the kind of the region in the Bristol Bay area, the Pebble Mine continued on to congressional hearing process. Mm-hmm. And the executive director for United Tribes of Bristol Bay, if you have a chance to see this speech to the Congress that Elena Hurley, her testimony was was incredible. It's worth looking up if you have the time to do that. Again, that she's with the United Tribes of Bristol Bay. So I think we're coming up on our first break here. Be sure to tune in and give us a call.
543-5985, 543-2756, or 1-800-995-8954, or you can email at radio@kyuk.org. And one of the things that we wanted just to throw out there from U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service,
we had
a forecast of Chinook salmon for 2020 this year. We have about 200,000 to 260,000, but it's subject to change, of course, based on the postseason harvest data. And we also, there's another thing for bird banding, which is coming up, and people just getting done catching their birds. And if you have any bands laying around your house, go ahead and report them. And,
Yeah, so an announcement. I got to do a shout out to KUC because they're awesome. So one of the things that I do for KUC is I work for a dual credit and tech prep with high school students in the Delta.
Wow.
So there's six school districts within our service area. And we want to get the word out there. If you've got high school students who are interested in taking college level courses, this year we've got UPIC, math, health, and then next semester we're also planning to add on tribal management and CNA. So
that's so cool.
Yeah. So, you know, high school students have the chance to graduate with an occupational endorsement in tribal management or have a CNA, a certificate in nursing assisting.
That's amazing.
I mean, yeah, it is amazing. They could graduate with an occupational endorsement in UPIC. I wish that we had
the opportunities when we were
in high school. So, yeah,
that's
if you are interested in this or if you want to talk with your school about this, have them give me a call at KUC 543-4580. And we're also available online, uaf.edu/Bethel.
Oh, man, that's so amazing. Those opportunities for kids these days. Just got to go out there, be driven, self-driven.
Yeah.
We love our kids. We want you guys to succeed.
All right, so we're on to a first break.
Yeah. So
I guess not.
Just really quick, we have the report banding. You can do it at reportband.gov. Each year, biologists in Alaska put metal bands on birds. So if you guys have any bands at home, go ahead and report them at reportband.gov.
Now we're on break. Thank you, Grady.
Yeah.
Join us and call in to Yuk to Yuk every Monday at 10 a.m. right here on your favorite KYUK radio station, 640 a.m. in Bethel, Alaska.
Under Environment Law, 2020, me Rural Alaska Community Environmental Job Training Program, I'm Glitnaugajikuk. Glitnaugajikuk, Nidili, Nagnunakbag, me encourage me Aygnagaluni, March 28 to April 10 and April 20 to May 4, 2020.
December 16th, 2019.
Waste management, landfill operations, oil spill response, contaminated site cleanup, and taking inspection and maintenance. University of Alaska Occupational Endorsement as a Rural Waste and Spill Response Technician. April 7, 1747 go to www.zendergroup.org. Job Training Program. Link.
This message is sponsored by Zender Environmental Health and Research Group.
This is Michaela from New York City. You're tuned into Everyone's Radio Station, KYUK, 640 AM in Bethel, Alaska.
Welcome back. Call into Talkline. The numbers are 543-5985, 543-2756, or 1-800-995-8954, or you can email radio at kyuk.org. So,
all right. Thank you so much. So, we were talking about the AFN convention that happened last weekend. It was great to see some of the Koyana Night performances that they have. They had a good variety. There was a lot of interior Athabascan groups.
That's great.
Yeah, yeah. And that's one of the cultures that, you know, their dances I'm not that familiar with. So it was cool to see how different each area within the interior dances and sing. So it was very cool to see that. And like we said, Pete Kaiser, he did a keynote address. If you have a chance to see that, you know, to take a look at the video, because his speech was
phenomenal.
Moving.
Yeah. And the way he put it was just on point the whole entire way. It had you hooked, and you were listening to it the whole time.
It was totally relevant. It was very good.
And so we just want a reminder: Bethel Search and Rescue wants people to avoid the river travel at this time. The conditions are unsafe, and we really want to make sure that people are going to be safe. So try to avoid the river. There's way too much big ice on there.
And we have a caller, Janelle from ONC. Good morning, Janelle.
Good morning.
Good morning, Janelle.
Hi, Alyssa.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm calling a border recycling program.
Yes.
I'd like to make a few announcements. We changed our rewarding time, so we used to do it every month.
Uh-huh.
Now we do it every 2 months since our prizes are running out too fast. And our next drawing will be on November 25. There'll be a few turkeys for some people and a few AVIC bags. And we made a rule. So if you recycle if you recycle one whole bag of crushed aluminum cans, you get two tickets instead of one.
Oh, pretty cool.
Yes. New rule. I'm excited for it. Hopefully we'll get a lot of crushed cans. And do you guys have any questions?
Yeah, what kind of things do you recycle besides the crushed aluminum cans?
We recycle the water bottles, number one PETE screw top bottles.
Mm-hmm.
Like pop bottles, juice bottles, things like that.
Okay, that's great. And do they have to be cleaned or rinsed or what?
That would be really appreciated.
Okay.
We go through the bags every time we get them. If they're not crushed, we crush them ourselves. And we started crushing the plastics to save space in the bags.
That's smart.
Okay, so where do we get the bags from? Do you have bags available there?
Yeah, you can come pick up the bags from us and ask for me. My name's Janelle. And We could also drop off the bags if you'd like them to anyone. What,
okay, what's the number to contact you at?
543-2608 and ask for me.
Great. And where are your offices located?
Upstairs, ONC, at ONC.
Oh, is that on Alex Hately?
Yeah, Alex Hately.
Great. Thank you, Janelle. I had to give you a hard time.
All right, thank you.
Have a good weekend.
You too.
Thanks for calling in.
Great. I'm so excited that recycling is starting to really take off in this town. We've been needing it for so long, and so they're doing an amazing job. Thank you, ONC. Thank you to the partners at recycling. If you have any opinions about recycling, please call us at 543-5985 or 543-2756 or 1-800-995-8954, or you can give us an email at radio@kyuk.org.
Okay.
We have one from to the friends and family of Lydia Wheeler. Her one-year feast will be on this Sunday, October 27th, from 1 o'clock to 6 o'clock at the Catholic Church Hall. Please bring a dish to share. We also have any of our events for... We have Project Homeless Connect is for everyone who is homeless, has unstable housing or housing insecurity to receive a variety of services, opportunities, and a hot meal. It's at the Cultural Center Saturday, October 26th, 12 o'clock to 3 o'clock. To volunteer, contact Joan Milford at the library, or you can email her at jmilford1@ua.alaska.edu, or easier, just give them a call at 543-4544.
Sounds good. And I'm looking through all these announcements, and I found one that's for the Northwest Arctic Subsistence Regional Advisory Council meeting. It's going to be in Kotzebue, but it's a teleconference. And this is going to be October 29th and or 28th and 29th, starting at 9 a.m. both of those days. And so the toll-free number to call to participate in this conference is 1-877-638-8165, and the participant passcode is 906-0609, and that's with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service.
And we have another one. We have one for Bristol Bay Subsistence Region, and it's going to be at Dillingham High School on October 30th and 31st, convening at 10 a.m. to 8:30 a.m. And they also have a 1-800 number if you want to participate in that meeting. It's 166-916-7020, or your participant PAC code will also be 373-11548. And then here for our region, one of the ones that I also sit on as a RAC chair.
Oh, nice.
Our meeting is going to be on November 5th and 6th and 7th. And so we'll be having one in the afternoon on the 5th to celebrate James Charles and Charlie Brown. They're going to be retiring this year off the RAC.
Wow.
And they've
had
years and years of service on the RAC. So we're going to be throwing them a dinner and potluck. And the community is invited to join us at the celebration of these two great, wonderful people. And then also we start doing meeting business on the 6th and 7th.
That's cool. They've contributed a lot to this region.
Agreed. They're very, very well known and knowledgeable about everything that's been going on. And so it's really great to hear what they have to say. And that's
so when you say RAC, it's
Regional Advisory Council.
Okay. That's cool. That is great that you guys do that. And so we do want to encourage people to call in if you're listening and you just want to call in and visit if you have some news and information that you want to let out into the region. The numbers again are 543-5985, 543-2756, or 1-800-995-8954, or shoot an email to radio@kyuk.org. And I just pulled up the news on our iPad here, and Father Michael Alexa is having cross-cultural communication here in Bethel. That's sponsored by YKHC. And you could RSVP on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen a lot of his talks before. He's a very dynamic speaker.
Yes.
Very engaging. And I remember one of the first times that I saw him, because he's an Orthodox priest and I go to church in the Orthodox church. I was a little kid and he showed up in Neposkiak and he started speaking in Yupik. And
I'm
like, what the heck? You know, there's this guy that, you know, doesn't look Yupik at all, doesn't mm-hmm. look native at all, and he's speaking in Yupik. He's married to a nice lady from Gwichluk, who's actually related to all the Michaels down there in Gwichluk. And so he has a lot of experience in these lectures. And so he talks about how to understand, you know, how to bridge the gap in communication between non-natives and natives. Mm-hmm. And so it's very cool. He does it in such a way that it engages you, and it's very easy to understand.
Yes. We were at a Native Relations training in Anchorage, and he was one of our speakers.
Oh, nice.
Just phenomenal, his messages and how he gets them across, and he uses personal examples of how he got through his struggles of communication.
Yeah, and on that note, KUC is actually doing a one-credit course as well.
Oh, great.
Yeah, ANL 105, I believe it is, or 150. But if you want more information on that, give KUC a call, 543-4500.
That's great. I think these opportunities just keep popping up, don't they?
Yeah. Yeah. And it's that course, it'd be great to have. I know that in the past they had, I think it was fish and wildlife workers come in and they took that course.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, because when you're going from, you know, one culture to another culture, you know, the shock is there, the shock value is there. And so it makes things the transition a lot easier for a lot of the people that come into our region. So, you know, it's helpful both ways. And I kind of wanted to delve more into the dual credit and tech prep courses so that the high school students have the opportunity to, when they're taking our Yupik classes, their actual college courses, they have a local instructor. One of them's from Tuxuk Bay. Two of them are here in Bethel. And so it's all local native instructors. And these women are amazing. Some of them are, you know, going for their doctorate degrees.
Wow.
And yeah, I mean, it's amazing. They're very dedicated to our culture and language
inspiring.
In this region. It is, yeah.
Super
and I sat in on a few of the classes. One of the places that we partner up with is Mount Edgecombe. And so, yeah, there's students down in Mount Edgecombe, about 20 students that are taking this Yupik class. And it's cool because it helps reduce the amount of homesickness that they feel. And the health class, I sat in on the health class, and these people, you know, the instructor for the health class, you know, has been in this region for about 20 years, so they've got a vested interest in our region and in our people. So
that's great.
It's very caring, helpful people in these classes.
So, revival services at the Evangelist Dylan Morgan at the Bethel United Pentecostal Church is located at 451 Ridgecrest Drive, beginning October 30th. The schedule as follows: Wednesday, October 30th, November 1-6-7-8 at 7 p.m. or Sunday, November 3rd on the 10th at 11 a.m. to 6 o'clock p.m.
All right, so let's talk about the weather here a little bit.
Weather!
Yeah, we've got snow likely, mainly after 4 p.m., patchy freezing fog before 10 a.m., and we saw that this morning.
Yeah.
It's clearing up, it looks like. Mostly cloudy with a high near 38. South wind 5 to 10 miles per hour, becoming east in the afternoon. Chance of precipitation is 60%. Little or no snow accumulation expected. And then tonight, rain and snow likely, so be careful on those roads.
Oh, yeah.
Becoming all rain after 7 p.m., cloudy with a low around 37, east wind around 20 miles per hour, chance of precipitation is 70%, little or no snow accumulation expected. And then tomorrow, rain, mainly after 7 a.m., so be careful on those roads. So yeah, if you want to give us a call, our phone lines are quiet today. I know that's surprising for me. Please give us a call at 543-5985, 543-2756, 1-800-995-8954, or shoot an email. We've got our email open here at radio@kyuk.org.
I would like to read an email that just came in. Recent Chilista BOD actions during the AFN convention co-chair election was embarrassing, with a vote for other than our Chilista shareholders, incumbent Anna Hoffman, who has experience as a co-chair. Last Chilista Board of Directors elections last spring had the Board of Directors say experience matters, but now Board Chairman Robert Beans is now says change is good or something like that. We need to follow his recommendation now with the upcoming Chilista elections, which come up every spring with a motto in quotations, change is good. All the board members that have been on the board for so long became slightly dormant. Remember, change is good, under quotations. And that was just came in through an anonymous email.
All right, so we've got back to weather. We've got a gale warning
for
the coastal waters of the Kuskokwim Delta. They've got southeast wind at 35 knots, seas at 5 foot, building to 12 feet in the afternoon, and rain. And then tonight is southeast wind 40 knots, seas at 14 feet, widespread rain showers. Saturday, southeast wind at 45 knots, diminishing to 35 knots in the afternoon, seas at 15 feet, and rain. That's a lot of feet.
Yeah. Well, for you out moose hunters, if you haven't turned in your FM 1901 hunt, report your harvest is. Even if you haven't caught a moose or you did catch a moose, you still need to send in your report. Go ahead and mail it in regardless. U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service will be paying for postage. Another note from shipping from moose to caribou. The population is currently 13,500. The state's objective is a 30,000, which is well below their current objective. So we want to encourage people, if you're going to go caribou, make sure you get your tags, and also please report your harvests. We really need to find out these numbers so we can keep track of them. And we also want to let you guys know that we're going to be having a federal subsistence board meeting on November 5th about the decision on caribou. Again, that's on November 5th. It's a meeting with the Federal Subsistence Board. On another lighter note, for those of you, we're going to remind people to avoid staying off the river because it's very unsafe and the conditions are not very safe for people to be boating on the river.
Yes, thank you. And just a reminder to kind of echo what was called in this morning. When your kids are going out trick-or-treating, make sure that they're wearing either clothing that has reflector tape on them or very bright clothing, especially with these weather conditions, slippery roads, things like that. It gets hard to see, and, you know, there's a lot of variables that could lead to accidents, so we want to be as safe as we can. Once again, we've got search and rescue fiddle going on tonight, $8 a person. Elders are free. Wear a costume if you have one.
Yeah,
that'd be
exciting.
Fun.
Can't wait to go get.
Yeah. So to revisit this, the U.S. Attorney General infusing $42 million more for tribal grants and victims assistance. The ADN did a good article about the last VPSO in Russian mission. That's worth the read if you have some time. You know, look it up on ADN.com. It's a good story about some of the safety, public safety issues within our region, and it kind of brings into light the different situations that happen in our small communities with our VPSOs, you know, being related to everyone in the community.
Yeah.
And, you know, they talk about some of the lack of resources that they have, that public safety has mm-hmm. within our villages. Mm-hmm. So it's important for us to kind of see the big picture and to get those conversations going about how can we work together to solve these issues, mm-hmm. Working, you know, within our communities, working with our native nonprofits,
yeah.
with our state and with the federal government. So,
and I wonder what the communities and how they feel about it.
Yeah,
what their opinions they have, because they're also on ground as well.
Yeah, and if you do want to talk about this and join in on the conversation, then do call in 543-5985, 543-2756, 1-800-995-8954, or shoot an email to radio@kyuk.org. The things that was brought up at AFN was about climate change, and it was significant because we had two teenagers that brought the resolution onto the floor, and that was following there was a universal mm-hmm. Outcry of young people that wanted to bring attention to climate change. So good, we have a caller from Bethel. We've got Evelyn Elliott. Good morning, Evelyn.
Good morning. This is Evelyn Elliott. I was born and raised here in Bethel, lived here all my life, and I have a few things to say. Last time I was cut off before I got to the point.
Oh, dear.
But,
well,
I just wanted to express my thanks to the providers that have been helping me recently at the hospital, but I have a few things to add. It's so fancy and beautiful at the big hospital, but they don't have these bulletin boards to what you're supposed to use a phone to check in, check out, and then you're going in circles and waiting with lack of communication. So I've spent hours on the phone to try make arrangements to have my cataract taken care of since 4 months, and I'm 78. I'll be 79 next month. And I said, I can't even see to drive at night when it's reflective or anything. So I just want to express my viewpoint that when you have A&Ms, after being here and taken care of in Bethel, when you're in Anchorage and you go over there for needs while you're over there, there's a lack of communication mm-hmm. between providers.
Yes.
And everything has to be done by phone, or which doesn't mm-hmm. work half the time. That's my other gripe. GCI has been down, and I was trying to get everybody to, you know, to call and help, and but those phone lines are out.
Oh, no.
But mine isn't the only case. I'm not even going to get into that, but it's finally hopefully getting resolved. I'll let mm-hmm. you know. But I wanted to make a point on the airlines that provide the service for patients that live in Antioch or elsewhere on the dentist. If GCI is down, you're plumb out of luck, because I was trying to send for my nephew to come and give me a hand during all this stuff that's supposed to be going on. And because Pompey's in Arizona for his old lungs, 84-year-old lungs, and he's doing fine.
Oh, wow.
He said to say hello to everybody, and he loves everybody, but he's doing well as far as his mm-hmm. health goes. So,
Evelyn.
But the thing is, I was going to bring up is the fact that Corvus or Hagland or Raven, they're all one unit. I finally found that out because
yeah.
when I was trying to attempt to get a ticket, I wound up having to call Raven in Anchorage because Antioch didn't answer. Just finish it and say it once, because I had just had dental work done. But the thing is, Raven didn't. My younger brother did not make it on the flight for 5 months. 5 months appointments that he had because of lack of service. And the agents up there, because their lack of service, and he's supposed to have, would you believe, a shot in his eyeball of steroids. 5 months. Now, how long does this prolong the agony of provider care? And lack of communication between agents and all this phone stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And my phone hardly works here, so I'm lucky to get through and say...
Well, I'm glad you did.
Things better shape up.
Yeah.
Because everybody complains and nobody's heard, and thankfully because the phones don't work most of the time anyway.
All right. Well, thank you, Evelyn.
Thank you so much.
But God bless you guys. I
you
love
too.
You.
God bless
I'm
you.
I can whine again.
And welcome back to KYUK Talk Line. Our lines are open, 543-5985 or 543-2765. Or you can call 1-800-995-8954 or email radio@kyuk.org.
So that's 543-2756, not 565. And we have Herman on the line. Good morning, Herman.
Welcome, Herman.
Yeah, good morning. I'd like to give a rebuttal to what one of you talk show hosts is saying about climate change. You know, they're going too far, these activists. You guys, it's called weather. You know, in Fairbanks, they're telling people they can't use wood stoves. You know, look at all the forest fires. You know, they say they're going too far, this climate change. Alaska used to be tropics. Now we can grow better crops. Now we burn less oil, less firewood. It's not all bad. Sure, there's some erosion, but these activists are going too far. You know, you guys got to settle down and, you know, just make the best of it and quit using public radio and Channel 2 News, Channel 11, fake news, they call them. And I don't like what they're doing to our governor and the president. What the activists did, they bring shame to native people, to few activists, you know. And then we hear it on news, they're really good to activists, but they don't represent us, AFN. They become a political tool. But... like what Ellers used to say, people will get worse and worse and worse. See, even the weather will change. And we need to be ready because the way things are going, it's like predicted in the Bible. And the earth will get so evil, so much violence, and they'll worship creation. They worship the earth instead of worship the creator. But, be careful what you guys hear on radio. Don't be too alarmed about this climate change. Sure, it's different, but we adopt. We don't make new rules telling people they can't use wood stoves. We can't tell them to quit drilling in God give us them resources, not oil, you know. Gee whiz, you know, people, they need the money. What's happening now is some lawmakers are trying to take the whole permanent fund. And we need to re-elect the right people. Don't elect these people who say they represent us right now. You know who they are. They're treating us like, I don't know what. You're telling us that 1600 is too much and telling them lawmakers, everybody say they take their permanent fund, you know. One of them said. So don't preview everything you hear on radio. Don't be too alarmed. And just, you know, and say, this is the day, Lord, I've made. Enjoy and enjoy it. And don't be too alarmed with you guys here. Okay, bye.
Hey, thank you.
Thank you guys for closing the liquor store down. We sure don't need it. Now they need to close them, doggone, pumping sewage lagoons into the river. And we need to do things like that to protect our environment. Okay, thank you.
Hey, thank you, Herman.
Thanks for calling. And I wonder if anyone else has anything to say that's something similar or...
Yeah, we'd love to hear from you. Yeah. So call in if you want to weigh in on these issues. That's what this radio, that's what this hour is for. You know, we do want to diversify our call in and our listeners. So are a lot of things going on. The phone lines are open.
543-5985 KYUK 543-2756 or 1-800-995-8954, or you can email at radio@kyuk.org. Talking about email, we just got an email that came in about the Halloween Carnival. Yay! It's today. Halloween carnivals are tonight, October 25th. And we just want to make sure that everyone knows the Halloween carnival is tonight, October 25th. It's again both at BRHS and ME, McGill-Litnauva Elementary School. Halloween carnivals will be held tonight, October 25th, here at the high school as well. ME in Little Folks Land is intended for kids 10 years and under and will be held at BRHS Cafeteria from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. The BRHS Carnival will be open in the gym from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. Please come and join the fun. You may please utilize the main parking lot, and the main door gyms will be open for entry. We all hope to see you there. And this is coming from the staff at LKSD. Woohoo! Carnival
that
time!
That sounds like fun. Thank you for that, Tommy Bayayuk Jr.
All right. Well, we just want to make sure there's stuff that's been happening going on. Make sure that you guys are well aware. U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is going to be putting in installing a fence around the BIA buildings. We're urging people to stay out of the buildings. There's asbestos, PCB, lead-based paint, and you can get very sick being in those buildings. So we're going to be fencing it off and really encouraging people to stay out of those areas while we demolish these buildings.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's going to be something else to not see those buildings there.
Right.
They're like a landmark in this town.
A little bit of history, but we're going to be doing a tribute for the land and area.
I was wondering why they were asking for information about those buildings.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. I've only been out there a few times, and I see pictures of, that people take out there, all the graffiti, and it just looks like another world.
Yeah. Something different, out of this Bethel area.
That is pretty cool. What is your experience out there in the BIA? Like, was it a teenager type of thing to do go out there? And
not really for
no?
me.
Oh, okay.
I didn't really go out there very much. It wasn't like my kind of scene kind of thing.
Yeah, I just don't like driving it down there because I'm afraid I'll get stuck, in the mud when I'm driving.
Yeah, definitely.
That road is not nice at all. So we've got another caller finally here from Bethel, Sam.
Welcome, Sam, to KYUK Talk Line.
Good morning. Sam with Bethel Search and Rescue, calling in to remind people that we're going to have a fiddle fundraiser tonight and tomorrow at 8 o'clock at the bowling alley. And to remind the parents to don't let your kids play on the lakes. It's still not safe. And stay off the river.
And stay off the river. You heard it straight from Search and Rescue. Sam said it. Stay off the river.
Yep. Thank you for being
right
there.
Thank you, Sam.
Thank you so much, right, Sam, for calling in.
Okay, bye.
All right.
So once again, that fiddle dance fundraiser is going to be at the
multi-purpose
building. And I've only been to one fiddle dance, believe it or not, and I had such a good time. These fiddle dances are such a good and healthy way to spend time and socialize. And this one is going to go for a good cause. These volunteers with Search and Rescue spend a lot of time and energy. Mm-hmm. And it's always nice to see people who care about this, mm-hmm, the people in this region.
Yeah.
So be sure to go, go to the carnival, take the kids to go and, bob for apples and all the good stuff that you do at these Halloween carnivals, and then go to Search and Rescue afterwards.
Let them run all their sugar out.
Yeah, exactly.
Well,
going back to Search and Rescue, they do so much good for this,
yes,
for this region. And so be sure to take some time this evening to go and enjoy this fundraiser that they're having at the ONC's multi-purpose building, which is the old bowling alley. Come and join the fun.
And it starts at
8 p.m.
8 p.m.
Yeah.
And the Northern Lights Band is going to be playing. $8 per person, $5 for K through 12, and $15 for couples. And Elders are free.
Elders are free. That's awesome.
Yeah, so we are talking about ecosystems and all of this climate change in the air. 4-H Club is going to be having some ecosystem classes from 4:15 to 5:15 over at the Teen Center. Hopefully we'll be having one on Monday. So if you want your kids to come learn about four different types of ecosystems, we'll be presenting that at U.S. Fish from U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service for kids at 4-H Club.
That's awesome. That's the Teen Center, right?
Yep, the Teen Center from 4:15 to 5:15.
There's some good people down there at the 4-H Club.
Oh, yes. Really, really good people out there. And shout out to 4-H. You guys are doing an amazing job. Keep it up.
Yeah, they have the garden all summer long.
Yeah.
That's very cool. They have some very good summer programs. I had my kids in a few of their summer programs, and they had a cultural day where made regalia and things like that. So
that's really
and they
neat.
Did some dancing. Yeah.
That's really
they partner with ONC on that one. So that's very cool. I love this community because everyone gets together, and you know, whenever things like this happen, unfortunate things like, you know, missing kids and things like that, everyone comes together. And that's something that I love about being in a small town. And that's something that I love about, you know, people who care and make an effort to make a difference and, you know, keep each other safe. So I shout out again to Search and Wildlife and all the good people there. Or Search and Rescue. Sorry. We were talking about Fish and Wildlife a while ago. So I apologize for that.
The Yukon Delta Subsistence Regional Advisor Council will be meeting November 5th through the 7th at the Yupit Bicharayat Cultural Center in Bethel. The meeting starts at 1:30 p.m. on November 5th and 9 a.m. for November 6th and 7th. So if you have any issues you want to talk about, from caribou to moose to fish to birds to the land to environment to climate change, this would be a place to come and let your voice be heard in a federal subsistence board.
So we've got time enough for about two calls, which we haven't gotten many phone calls this morning, so we're hoping that people become engaged, you know, not only come to these meetings that we're talking about, but also call in to 543-5985, 543-2756, 1-800-995-8954. And we have our email inbox open right now, and we're looking for your emails, radio@kyuk.org.
Yeah, we really want to hear what your opinions are and what's going out there, because the people who live out here are people who are out there seeing these things firsthand, and we need to know about these things that are going on. So give us a call. Let us know what you're seeing. Let us know what's going around, and we'll definitely be able to be there too.
So yeah, we just had an email come in to the friends and family of Helen Chimirala Simon. Funeral services for Helen will be held on Saturday, October 26th, that's tomorrow, at 1 p.m. at the Bethel Moravian Church. She was a teacher in Neposkiac when I was in high school. She was a very, very nice lady, very good family in this community. So we've got a caller. Yay! We got Susan from Bethel. Good morning, Susan.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Welcome to KYK Talk Line.
You two are doing awesome, so I got to throw a lunch in there.
Thank you, thank you.
Thanks.
The annual VFW Auxiliary Bras and Bros event is coming up.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
nice.
Yeah.
And that's, in case people don't know, it's a fundraiser. It raises a lot of funds for veterans in need, breast cancer awareness, and a lot of other things, youth programs. And it's an annual event. It got moved into fall time about a year or so ago, and now this year we're doing it on a weekday, and that's because there's visiting dignitaries, a national VFW commander, a national VFW auxiliary president, and the statewide people, too. They want to visit out here, and it's timed right with their travels because there's a convention in Anchorage the following weekend. So the event itself will take place Wednesday, the day before Halloween. So it's coming right up. And, again, it's the first time we're doing it on a weekday, but this usually ends early enough for bedtime and get to work the next day.
Mm-hmm.
So I do have some tickets left for sale, as do some other auxiliary members.
Oh, great. And how do we get a hold of you?
Well, let's see. I'm going to try to hit YK at the end of the day today because it's payday, and some of those ladies are getting together some gal pals to go with them to have a good time. So that's where I'm going to try to be later on today.
Okay.
Noonish time, I'll probably be at the library. But there's other members selling, too, and we may have some left to sell at the door. I know, let's see.
And where is this event taking place?
At the VFW Post.
VFW Post.
The club side, not the bingo side.
Okay.
The bingo players are going to hear some laughter. And
oh, there we go.
They're going to be curious.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, we're going to have more fun than they are. But that's okay. Bingo's a good thing to do. It supports the nonprofits. So, in any event, sometimes we have some of the models walk over there.
Nice.
Raise some eyebrows over at that end.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. But other than that, it's just wild, crazy fun. The men wear bras that the women made and put together and with funny themes to them and stuff.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. And it's just a big fundraiser, and it goes to a lot of really good causes that you see in the community happening as we speak. So, all right, and I want to wish everybody a good weekend. And if anybody can help with setting up for, we're doing Homeless Connect tomorrow. Mm-hmm. We, being several members of the community and several agencies, are helping with Jayla's organizing the Homeless Connect, and that's tomorrow. It's open from noon to 3, but at 11 or so, if people can help set up, that'll be awesome. And probably need help clean up afterwards. So, all right. Other than that, have a good weekend, everybody.
All right. Thank you, Susan.
Thank you. So we have time for possibly one more call. Phone number is 543-5985, 543-2756, or 1-800-995-8954, or email us at radio@kyuk.org.
Again. All right, so I'm hoping that we have one more caller on the line, and yes, we do. We've got Bev.
Welcome,
Bev. Good morning.
Good morning, Nikolai and Melissa. You guys are doing awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you.
Happy Friday, everyone.
Happy Friday.
I just, you know, there's so many good things going in this town. And I know sometimes, you know, people want to focus on the negative. But, you know, I'm just really proud of this community and the people like you, too, also, that make things happen. And a couple of things I want to talk about this morning. I haven't called in maybe over a month, so I'm trying to only do it once a month, right? So it's not every week.
I love hearing your voice,
We won't
Bev.
Complain.
Yeah.
We won't complain.
Okay. You know, first of all, public broadcasting is a perfect forum for people to talk about everything, including climate change. It's real. We're feeling the effects here. We really need to be talking about it on PBS, at home. What can we do? Mm-hmm. It's a very real thing, and for people to ignore it, they're ignoring the future of our children and the future of this planet and our region. So that's all I'm going to say about that. But I also want to talk about half-price swim on Saturday. It's also free swim for 12 and under, being that it's the last Saturday in the month. That's sponsored by Inksman Law Office. And then half-price is sponsored by YK Lifesavers for everyone else. So, yeah, before you go to the whatever, you know, go take a swim with your kids, enjoy the facility. It's in its fifth year. It's going into its fifth year, and you know, there's people that live in other communities that call in and complain and talk about it, but it's really done a lot of positive things in this community, teaching kids how to swim, a happy place for families to go, and I just, you know, we need more good things. We need phase two, and people can blast these things. I know I will always support public safety. We spend millions of dollars on public safety and shelters and jails and, you know, all of those things that are so necessary, roads. But the fitness center is a good place and a positive place. So my message, I think, to folks, one, I'm grateful to all the people. Like, I just got an email, over $1,700 for Pick, Click, Give, going to the Guimavik Lifesaver on Pick, Click, Give.
That's good.
Yeah, and there, and much more than that. People, we have Bethel Gives coming up, and we're part of that. It helps us do good things in this community.
Yeah, and don't forget that they've got the discount, the PFD discount on membership.
Yes, yep. And so there's going to be a celebration. I'm hoping Shadi will call in. It's kind of a post-Halloween celebration.
It's on the 2nd, right?
Yes, thank you. And so, yeah, of course, we need volunteers for that. But please come, enjoy the facility. There'll be fun games as usual. But mostly, you know, just if you're out there, one, be kind, be respectful, and do good things in your town. And one of the good things you can do is volunteer.
I love that.
You know, just go do something good in your community and focus on the positive and not the negative. Doi, be safe. Love you guys. Yeah.
Love you, Bev.
Couldn't ask for a better way to end the show. Thank you, Bev.
Okay. Bucha.
Bye. 9 or call 911. Again, that's 545-4309.
All right. Thank you. So we had a good show today. We covered a lot of topics. From AFN to climate change to public safety to search and rescue. A lot of very good things happening over the weekend, so be sure to hit them all up. Make time to go and support search and rescue, to go and have some fun at the with your kids at the Halloween carnival. And it's just a good opportunity to look online. I know that the city of Bethel is looking for volunteers on some of their committees. So get involved, call into the show. You know, it's we want to get as many people talking about different things that are going on in this community and in this region and in the state. So it's always welcome to for everyone to call in. So thank you for joining us today, and thank you, Alyssa, for joining me. We had a good time today.
Thank you very much for having me. It was always great to be here and helping out in our community. Getting people to start talking about things is one of the greatest things that we have as a community, to come together and as a whole entire.
All right. So thank you so much for joining us today.
So we want to make sure that, you know, like, we, our kids are going to be safe with reflector tape.
Express yourself.
So, yeah, it's been really great, and we greatly appreciate everything, our community coming together.
Wear some bright clothing out there.
Reflector tape.
Stay off the ice.
No more boating.
Have a good weekend. It's not what it looks like when you're doing what you're doing.
Start your day with helpful tips to living well. Tune in to Evaluated with Diane McCachern and Esther Green on the first Wednesdays of each month at 10:30 a.m. on KYUK.
Hello, I'm Tara Trussell from Buffalo. You're tuned into 640 AM in Bethel, Alaska. KYUK Radio has been in your ears for 30 years.
Good afternoon, this is Claire Tanucci. Open in the seafood industry around our great state of Alaska.